This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scottsdale.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday. Yeah.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Whose fault is it? Republicans? Yes. Whose fault is it? Democrats? Yes, it's both parties' fault. You realize that this is the secret of Washington. The dirty little secret is the Republicans are loudly clamoring for more military spending. But they can't get it unless they give the Democrats welfare spending. So they raise all the spending. It's a compromise in the wrong direction. We should be compromising in the direction of going towards spending only what comes in. And yet this goes on and on and on.
And on and on. And we love to party into the weekend. We just don't like the Democrat party into the weekend. We don't like the Republican party into the weekend. As evidenced by Rand Paul, Senator from Kentucky. He didn't fall from the Ron Paul tree on this issue, did he?
Look who's being the adult in the room right now, right? I mean, just one of the few.
This is amazing.
It's so refreshing. I mean, it is to hear him say things like this, but at the same time, it's so frustrating because why does Rand Paul have to talk down to the rest of Congress like it's an episode of Romper Room? Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how come you guys were doing this then, but you're not now? Don't you understand? Let's all spell hypocrisy. You know, it's
that. Maturity.
Wow.
Maturity in Congress.
Yeah.
How maturity on the Robert Scott Bell Show? We usually are pretty mature. We have some silly sophomoric humor, too, but there's nothing to laugh about on this front. As Rand Paul I don't know if it was like a three-hour filibuster, however it was talked, but he said, listen, I want to vote on, you know, these budget caps things. We're going to get into that, this segment. Why, as we open up and head into the weekend this way? Well, I think it's illustrative of when we talk about healing and going or leading with principle or leading on principle, right? If I say that the problem with diseases, chronic diseases, degradation diseases, is the influx of toxins for one, okay? And we continue to eat those toxins, yet pretend we're going to somehow be better by doing more of the same that brought us into this mess. I know it's not the exact equivalent, but it's more of an adult discussion, a rational discussion, rather than saying, hey, here's the drug that will make you feel better about the fact that you're chronically ill. Well, what's that drug in Congress? It's spending. We'll just keep on spending. And Rand Paul points out, Republicans, you guys, you're out there crying about it when Obama was doing it. Now you're doing it. And you know what's interesting? They had Bette Midler. You know Bette Midler? I think she's friends with your buddy. What's his name again?
With my buddy?
Yeah, your singing buddy.
Oh, Barry Manilow?
Barry Manilow, yeah, I think they're buddies.
Okay.
But I'm not saying...
If you say so.
I'm not saying Barry Manilow said this, but Bette Midler says this.
Okay.
Tweets out that, well, wouldn't this be a great time to find that neighbor? You know, where's that neighbor of Rand Paul when you need him? right? I don't know if you saw this. Intimating.
Well,
that,
yes. Yeah. I saw it was, you had Bette Midler, mm-hmm. or was it Bette Midler?
Yeah,
okay.
Bette Midler.
Anyway,
yeah.
I did see some kind of a headline where more or less she was kind of making a joke about the fact that Rand Paul was standing in the way of the bill getting signed to fund the government. There was a Republican that did the same thing.
Yes, what does that say? It means that what Rand Paul is doing is something that neither party likes, pointing out the hypocrisy. And interestingly enough, we talk about Donald Trump. He remains silent on this. Usually he tweets about this. I think he was probably smart to stay silent on it because it's a losing argument because it showed up the hypocrisy of the Republicans here.
And I think that the reason why this is such an important story to lead off with today, because, you know, normally we get into politics not so much, except maybe on Thursdays.
Yes.
First off, did you know the government shut down last night?
Yeah, for like
it
5 minutes.
Down for like 5 minutes, yeah. and then it was, or whatever like that. And look, what Rand Paul was doing was symbolic.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way that he was going to stop this bill by himself.
Well, it's like his dad, Ron.
Passed.
He's a teacher.
Yes.
A teaching
yes.
moment.
And
they
called Ron Paul Dr. No.
Yeah.
And the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, although
right.
Rand has been a guy who's learned how to compromise more than Ron Paul did. But, you know, here's the deal. Rand Paul, I give him 1,000 extra bonus points
okay.
this morning
yes.
because this stuff needs to be said. Here's the thing, though. I wish I could sit here and have a optimistic attitude about this and go, hey, you know what? Rand Paul, he stopped it. People paid attention. He said the words. People heard it. You know, maybe people are going to get it now. Unfortunately, I don't think they are.
He's planting the seeds for the future, Super D, as his dad did, because they're not ready. Not ready. And he says, you want to be uncomfortable? Good. You should be uncomfortable. Remember what you were doing when Obama was here. Where's your intellectual honesty rather than your hypocrisy?
You speak in my language, man. You know, I mean, this is what has caused me to become so disenfranchised with politics is because it's just the same as it ever was. Like the song goes, same as it ever was.
Well,
you know?
Let's hear more from Rand Paul right now.
The reason I'm here tonight is to put people on the spot. I want people to feel uncomfortable. I want them to have to answer people at home who said, how come you were against President Obama's deficits? And then how come you're for Republican deficits? Isn't that the very definition of intellectual dishonesty? If you were against President Obama's deficits and now you're for the Republican deficits, isn't that the very definition of hypocrisy?
See, this is Rand Paul not making many friends on the Hill because he's calling them out for hypocrisy in no uncertain terms where they can't squirm out. What are they going to do? You have them all on record. You can show the senior senator from Kentucky. What's Jabba the Hutt's name? You know, but of course, remember?
Jabba the Hutt.
Doesn't he look like Jabba the Hutt? Or he looks like one of the other... Mitch McConnell.
Okay. Jabba the Hutt? Okay.
All right, maybe I'm wrong on Jabba the Hutt. But anyway, and then you have Paul Ryan on the House side, Speaker of the House. And you got clip after clip of the railing on Obama's deficits. How dare Obama deficit this?
I know. This is the short-term memory loss that I'm always talking about, where people, for whatever reason, they just don't, they just act like they don't remember. You know, like now it's a completely new situation that we have never experienced before, and they do the same thing over and over, and it just flip-flops. They just rearrange the chairs on the Titanic every 4 or 8 years, and then suddenly everybody forgets what it was
Rand,
that he said.
Rand's
did.
Not letting them forget. Give a listen to this as he raises awareness, engages in debate, and talks about these budget caps.
People need to be made aware. Your senators need to answer people from home, and they need to answer this debate. We should have a full-throated debate. My amendment says this simply. We should obey the budget caps. What are budget caps? These are limits we placed on spending, both military and non-military. We placed them in 2011, and guess what? For a year or two, government actually shrunk.
Whoa, government shrunk for a year or two. We can't have that. My gosh, the planet will implode. Folks, you know, this is the hypocrisy that we point out. Man, from time to time, politically, of course, it exists everywhere, even in medicine. And we'll dive into some of that as it relates to the flu and the flu shot with Doc Newsom this hour. But, yeah, again, I'm excited when I see it. For me, you know, the educational opportunity that we, you know, we like to engage in here on this show, we see it rarely at the congressional level. And for those of you listening around the world, you're probably watching Rand Paul and going, well, that doesn't sound unreasonable at all, right? And I think that the problem is you're going to have people on the left and the right. I'm not talking the politicians, but the people observing this, and some of them are going to break free from the mind control madness of, you know, the partisanship. I hate you, you're liberal. I hate you, you're conservative. And go, well, there's nothing wrong with what he said. He's actually being accurate. Whether you agree with being a conservative or agree with it, that becomes secondary to, he's a very reasonable fellow here. He didn't do anything to grandstand, although some of them on the Republican side, oh, he's grandstanding. And some have said, oh, it's like when Ted Cruz was doing green eggs and ham up there. Remember, he's doing his filibuster. But the idea here is to speak to principle. And one last Rand Paul clip here goes into a little bit more explicitly what the stimulus deficit spending into oblivion is all about.
But now government's taking off, and this new stimulus of deficit spending will be as big as President Obama's stimulus. Don't you remember when Republicans howled to high heaven that President Obama was spending us into the gutter, spending us into oblivion? And now Republicans are doing the same thing.
Yep, yeah, I think the Republicans aren't going to invite him to any dinners for a while. The stinging rebuke, and we applaud it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Listen, if you were to do this in your business, you would end up going bankrupt. Of course, that's some of the criticism of Donald Trump when he was a businessman. Apparently, he went bankrupt four different times, but you know, he was just utilizing the laws as they're written, as any businessman might, whether you would or I would. It could be a secondary equation. But the idea is, okay, think of your family. If you were spending to the extent that they did money you didn't have, eventually you would be called into the carpet, whether it be by your mom and dad, if they ever taught you that, or by the banks that you borrowed from at that point because you don't have the money to spend. And eventually the collapse occurs. So, folks, my suggestion to you is find a way to minimize your interaction with the federal government. Minimize your perceived or real need, dependency, on a government that eventually will not be able to fulfill its obligations, however unconstitutional they may be. It's only happening as long as people accept the Federal Reserve Note fiat phony dollar for payments of all debts, public and private, etc., via the monopoly money laws because of the Federal Reserve. And of course, as I've said this nutritionally, this is like expecting to be well by eating Twinkies every day. Empty calories, no vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals. That is what the Federal Reserve Note dollar is. It is empty and devoid of value except the perception of value. And eventually that's going to come home to roost. We're going to take a break here. Enough economic political healing. Doc Newsom is next. We'll talk about some very interesting pathways that are being corrupted by the so-called prevention and treatment of flu by allopathic medicine. Next.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, heading into the weekend with our good buddy Doc Newsom and our good friends from Organics, Organics.com, linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Doc, I've got to ask you, because I've been covering the flu shot danger. Of course, the mainstream media is posing it as a flu danger. And I think we need to differentiate between, you know, what is dangerous, what is not, and really why they're claiming this is a more deadly flu, and is it in fact the flu, or is it the treatment for flu? What's going on out there, Doc Newsom?
Hey there, sir. Well, man, to answer your question, honestly, if you're looking at the statistics, it's the people that have had the flu shot are the ones that are dying from the flu, quote-unquote.
Wow.
So is it the flu shot killing them, or is it the flu? Or do they actually have the flu? Is it influenza that they have? I actually was contacted yesterday by an old patient, and they have moved out of state from here, and they called me, left a message at the office. They went to the doctor. The doctor had prescribed them Tylenol and an antibiotic for the flu.
Why, and listen, let's explain why, and even on the ibuprofen I mentioned, because of course the fever, and there are legitimate reasons to be concerned if a fever goes up to 105. You know, you can get into danger territory. We're not saying that, although I have homeopathic options, and you know of other options for folks.
Absolutely.
But what is the corruption of the metabolic response that happens in a quote-unquote, we're life-saving intervention, we've got to do something, right? The danger that I see, Tylenol, of course, liver, ibuprofen may have an impact, liver, kidneys, probably digestive system, immune system. What do you see are the concerns here, why this could actually be more dangerous than helpful?
Well, you know, you have issues with bleeding. They block the clotting agents in the blood. there's also the fact that, you know, there's liver kidney damage, and it's your liver and kidneys that have to mitigate all the inflammatory processes that are going on that are caused by a viral infection.
Mm-hmm.
So by slowing your liver and kidneys down, you're prolonging the agony, if you will. You know, you're adding time on the end of the on the end of the process, if that makes sense. So you're slowing down how fast your body will process this virus and eliminate it.
Right. I describe this debris field on, let's say, an immune battlefield, right? Let's say you successfully intervene, your immune system kicks butt, and yes, you have a high fever, but you're successful. Now you have dead bodies strewn on the battlefield, circulating through the battlefield that is no longer needing to be a battlefield. It's got to be cleaned up, or else you're going to have secondary complications. Is that too simple of a description, or does that kind of make sense?
No, that's exactly what's happening. That's a very, very good analogy. That's exactly what's happening. All of those quote unquote dead bodies are a breeding ground for secondary infection. Okay, there are microbes that will come in to quote unquote clean up all of the debris, but those microbes can also be pathogenic.
Well, are we talking like macrophages that eat, talking about those, or are there other aspects of the immune response?
There's other microbes that are already in our system. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say you have a virus and it tears up your throat and your ear, nose, and throat area. Well, the strep that's living in your ear, nose, and throat that's supposed to be there.
Yes.
If the environment gets tore up so badly that the other microbes that keep strep in check get disrupted, strep can go on a multiplication frenzy. And when that happens, now you have a secondary infection that isn't even viral. It was a bacterial infection, but that was brought on by the inflammatory response in the environment that was caused by the viral infection. And so the whole thing that has to happen here is we have to bolster the immune system. There's no substitute to a healthy immune system.
Folks, we got a very serious discussion here with Doc News and my good friend. Go to organics.com. There are a lot of options there for enhancing immunity. We'll talk about them as well. And these pathways that are not, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, much less a medical doctor, to understand this. In fact, they need to unlearn some of their stuff so they can get back to common sense and not poison their patients. We'll be back with Doc Newsom on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Continuing now with Doc Newsom and Organics.com. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Doc, you talked about the immune system being so critical. Some people have said, well, it's the immune response that's dangerous, right? We talk about cytokine storms being overwhelming. And this is maybe it's an explanation to say, well, they were perfectly healthy and then they died. Did they overreact? Or were their excretory pathways so corrupted that that debris field, as we talked about, painting those pictures last segment, just builds and builds, and then you have these secondary complications. So how do we parse that understanding of needing a powerful immune response and then some claiming, no, 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 it's too powerful, that could be dangerous?
A faulty immune response could be dangerous. Okay, and what happens with a faulty immune response is a weak immune system to begin with can have a, you know, a knee-jerk response. I use the analogy, you know, let's say somebody, you're walking in the mall and somebody walks up behind you and slaps you in the back of the head. Well, you know, know, a healthy inflammatory response to that would be, you know, to, you know, have a verbal response maybe. You may actually, you know, have some sort of slight physical confrontation, but not, it wouldn't, not a whole lot would be necessary, really. But you have a, at least a verbal response, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That would be a healthy inflammatory response. Now, if someone walks up and slaps you in the back of the head and you turn around and shoot them, that is an excessive, way, 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 absolute over-response, correct?
Right. Oh, yeah, that would be it, definitely. And are you saying that in some people there is a hyper-response? And if so, what could be the cause of that?
The cause, here's the reason for that. The reason for that is their immune system is weak to begin with. So when it has a real threat, it goes in, you know, all out.
It goes nuclear. In other words,
it goes nuclear.
It's sort of like a panic situation. And, you know, if you remember anything about The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, bring your towel and don't panic.
But
we're dealing with people that are immunocompromised, but we don't really think intuitively. It makes it sort of counterintuitive to think, well, if your immune system is weak, why would you over-respond? How would you over-respond? But again, there's a panic mode that with whatever little you have left, it overdoes it. And again, in those people that are immunocompromised, without fail, they have excretory pathways that are congested, which compounds the response that is improper to begin with.
Right. Things just can't even drain out of their system.
Hmm.
That's a huge issue. And they, since the thing, you know, waste can't leave their system, they have, that predisposes them that they're already on a preset mode for massive inflammatory responses because their body's already, I call it pre-irritated.
Pre-irritated, I like that. It's not pre-menstrual for women, this is pre-irritated for any immune system. Now,
exactly.
Doc, how come, or is it that doctors are not taught this, medical doctors? Why wouldn't they be out there in the media saying, you know what, we really got to get the immune system modulated so it properly functions. We really got to understand the pathways of elimination and excretion. I mean, I can't be the only guy, and you the only guy, you know what I'm saying? But in the media,
right,
it's like this doesn't exist.
This isn't how medical doctors are trained. Okay, they're not trained in this method isn't something that they're trained in. Here's the thing. Conventional medicine is real easy to sum up. It's all about stabilizing the patient. Okay? Your medical doctor, a conventionally trained medical doctor, has no concept of wellness. They don't come out of school with any training or concept in the field of wellness. They have the training in the background in the field of keeping you from dying. Okay, stabilization of the patient is the end all. That is the entire focus of Western medicine. In the history, okay, if we look at how Western medicine became such a foothold on medicine in general in our country in particular, we go back to it actually began in our Civil War. After our Civil War,
mm-hmm,
the field surgeons were all given license to practice medicine. The same thing happened after World War One. World War One was over. All of our medics came back. In what do medics do? Medics do surgery.
Well, they do end of life kind of, let's see what we can do to save them, right? It isn't about wellness. It's about, my gosh, they're going to die. Whatever we can do to stop and stabilize, which means very powerful interventions. And again, they can be in emergency trauma situations, life-saving. But you're right, to your point, these are not the people to go to for wellness, long-term recovery, or understanding these metabolic pathways. And the irony about Civil War, was that you go to museums in the South, you find that the homeopathic medicines were in their field kits. You know,
exactly.
The soldiers had
right,
homeopathy.
Right. Exactly. They were using homeopathics. The major medication they all had was cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis was a huge medication used everywhere for everything. They had that. That was in every medical bag, in every pharmacy. It was cannabis was between 70 to 80%, was in 70 to 80% of all medications in the U.S. Pharmacopoeia back in 1900.
Wow, yeah, no, that's really profound. Now, if we're going to, as we like to do, to kind of bring people that power to heal, remind them that it's theirs, and then, of course, we recognize there are tools for that. In the organics line, now, I'm doing that the detox formula that you have every night, and I think that's very important to keep those pathways of elimination open. But what would you say in terms of, you know, in addition to that, that modulates immunity? You think about the people saying, all right, what do I do to get through this season? They're scared by the media pronouncements. What would be a daily regimen to modulate immunity that you would, you know, I'm not going to say prescribe, but that would be indicated here?
Sure, sure, sure. Here's what we do, okay? This mm-hmm. is what I do with my family, what I do personally during the flu season.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do 1 month of the detox products, the Detox 1, Detox 2,
right.
and the Magi Complex.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we'll either take the Detox 1 in the morning, Detox 2 in the evening, and we'll take 2 Magi Complex, both morning and evening. We do that for 1 month, and then what we do to build the immune system the next month is 2-7-M plus in the morning, 2-7-M plus at night, 2-Turmeric 3D in the morning, and 2-Turmeric 3D at night. We do that along with our water, our organic diet, mm-hmm. our exercise. You know, my wife says she's the most spoiled woman anywhere. She gets a osteopathic manual treatment at least once a week, and a cranial sacral session once a week. She's
nice.
And a lot of times she'll also get acupuncture. We don't do that because we need it. We do it because we can.
Yes, of course. I wish that everybody had access to that. And I have to say, and I mentioned this on the air, not to embarrass you, but man, you rock in terms of your adjustments. I'm very impressive. So anybody up there in the Idaho region that ever gets to encounter getting cared for by Doc Newsom, you are blessed. But again, these concepts in terms of neurological interface, right? How does the brain nervous
right.
system interact with the rest of the body? And that's not to say we're just looking at the body biomechanically, because we understand the energy flows through a physical system. So sometimes we have to work it from that arena as well.
Correct, correct. So our basic practice. This is I'm just discussing what I do with my own family. This is not even what I do with my patients. This is me and my family. We get our weekly treatments. We do, again, it's manipulation, cranial sacral therapy, acupuncture. Those are things that we do. My kids do cupping on each other.
Wow, you know, how cool is that?
We taught them, you know, and taught them, okay, here's the, upper back, you do this to mm-hmm. help with the respiratory system. Lower back, you help with the gut and the kidneys, and you know they get it, they understand it, so they do that with each other.
Speaking of the respiratory system, Doc, we had a couple of minutes left. That's where you'll find the many secondary complications of flu or flu-like symptoms that are treated allopathically through suppression methods. And one of my things is a go-to is to nebulize the silver hydrosol into the lungs, because we know it can neutralize a bacterial species, fungal and viral activity. Yet again, this is an adaptation for survival by the body. When the liver, kidneys, meridians are congested, then the body says, hey, there's another way out through the lungs. So it isn't just, hey, let's neutralize them there. That's good, but we've got to reopen the pathways. That's why the detox one and two are so important that I wanted to mention. I'm glad you referenced that in terms of even proper immune response. Is there anything else that you recommend for the lungs in addition to what I've just mentioned?
Well, in the organics line, the Turmeric 3D and the 7M Plus are excellent for the lungs. If you look at all the different mushrooms in the 7M Plus, all of them have respiratory indications. There's respiratory
excellent
support, respiratory support, respiratory support. The other thing is the Magi Complex capsules and the Magi Complex oil.
Ooh, nice, yes.
We do use the Magi Complex oil to rub on the chest and the upper back for respiratory issues. We put it in a carrier oil and put it right on the skin. We also nebulize that or diffuse it into the air.
Doc, I apologize. It always goes so fast with you. You've, again, brilliantly revealed in deeper levels of understanding of what to do for people not to be in fear, and I appreciate you so much for that. By the way, very big deal on essential oils through organics right now, as much as 70% off I've been seeing, so a great deal.
Correct.
Take advantage of them, and we'll be back to wrap it up heading into the weekend here for Hour 1. Doc Newsom, my friend, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Doc Newsom, another triumphant return talking about the immune response in ways that I think very few shows, even holistically inclined shows, will go into those details. And appreciate also the reference points to what he would do. Remember the Detox 1 and 2. As well as the 7M, the turmeric 3D, all of these things, and the frankincense oil. By the way, if you burn that stuff like in an incense, 96% of airborne pathogens can be destroyed in that vicinity. So it's pretty profound. And take advantage of the essential oil sale from our friends at Organics. Organics.com, or click on the banner links that Super Don has put in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, next hour, the woman who interviewed me, Karen Praisnar, from this food summit coming up, the amazing healing power of food. We got it coming up. We're going to preview a lot of the other updated interviews she's doing and when mine's going to be released as well. So sign up there. It's free. And there's a banner in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. All right, Super D, we have a question from another D. And it is a, let's see here, a Mark D.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day, as I innovated, comes from Mark D. Our buddy Mark D, who says, hey, what do you say, RSB, Super D?
Hey!
You know, yes. What does he say? He always says, what up, my healing partners, right?
That's right.
Did he say it again this time?
Of course he did. What's up, my healing partners? He's got a question.
All right. He's got a question. All right. What is that question, Super D?
I love this. This is great. I mean, it's kind of a setup question here because I think he knows the answer. But here's the question. What is safer to ingest, Tide Pods or the flu vaccine? Please analyze and discuss, he says.
Wow.
Yes.
Hey, LOL, thanks, brothers. Love you. Yes. All right, Mark D. I'm not sure I love you for this question. I mean, this is like a horrible question.
On.
No, it's a horrible question. Why can't we be given the opportunity of Tide Pods, flu vaccines, or organic potato chips? You know, come on. Give us a third option here.
Look, I think it's interesting. It's a bit of an intellectual challenge. At least it's going to make us think now, because I think it's fair to say we're both going to agree they're both bad, right?
Yeah, I want to go all Kobayashi Maru on this one. We're Captain Kirk when you need him.
I think it's pretty simple. Okay. Because we just recently had Mike Adams on.
Do the analysis.
Did the analysis of the Tide Pods. And if I remember correctly, there was like 700 different chemicals in the Tide Pods.
So over 700 different ones. We don't even know what they are yet. But yeah, you're right. You're right.
Now,
you're thinking clearly here, Super D.
Now, the flu vaccine has chemicals in it, but not as many chemicals. So if we were just going to put it in just kind of a black and white comparison, you've got more toxic chemicals in a Tide Pod than you do in a vaccine, right?
Correct. And so, quantifiably more from a quantity perspective too, because you think of the size of a Tide Pod versus the, you know, a smaller level of liquid in an injection. But in this case, fortunately, Mark D is giving us the option. Thank you, Mark. To ingest it rather than to inject it. So it makes a difference here. And to the point of the request, you have the ability in an intact gastrointestinal system with a healthy microbiome and other things strategically to bind and neutralize and sequester and transit right through the alimentary canal and out the other end without, again, the bypassing of all of that through injection. So I think you're leaning the way I'm leaning. If again, given no choice and we can't Kobayashi Maru it like Captain Kirk did, that ingesting. But what he doesn't give us the option is, can we choose the unit dose vial of the flu vaccine versus the multi-dose vial of the flu? Because the difference being a lot more mercury, right? Even so, we've talked about this with the health ranger, speaking of Mike Adams, that if you ingest something like fish that's laden with mercury, and we know there's selenium in a real ocean fish, we would take extra selenium, but also strategically we'd want to ingest them with organic strawberries, because he found the fibers, those long stringy fibers that are the little dot button dots in those strawberries, will bind to mercury on the way through the GI tract. So I think we've got a great strategy here to ingest a flu vaccine, even with stuff we don't like in it, sequester it, carry it through the gut and out with minimal damage versus the quantifiable madness of 700-plus different ingredients in a large Tide Pod. So there you go, Mark D. Are you happy you cornered us? We didn't program it too badly.
No, I think it's great. And I would say it's probably even more – tell me if it would be more dangerous to inject a Tide Pod versus a flu vaccine.
Oh, by quantifiably. If you do head-to-head, maybe not. We don't know. But for now, we're going to take a break. We'll be back to talk about the out-of-touch Jeff Sessions telling us all to take an aspirin because of the opioid epidemic. And again, Karen Praisner, what is this amazing food healing power of food summit? When is mine on heart disease going to be aired? After the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.